Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. We have another incredible story. So many people are coming to this beautiful way of life, this way of life that provides peace, happiness, purpose. You know what your purpose in life is when you live in this way of life, because it provides all the rational, logical evidences, the proofs. It's not something this you jump into on blind belief and faith. It provides everything you need to test it, to make sure that it is indeed not man-made, but from the Creator. And our next guest, he tested it, he verified it, and he said, you know what, there's no other way except this way. And he used to be a Christian, went to the nation, and he came to the way of life of all the messengers of God, Islam, that complete and total submission only to the Creator, not worshiping anyone else but the one who created creation. That's Islam. We'll be right back with his story here on The Deen Show.
This is The Deen, The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen. This
is The Deen
Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
This is The Deen.
This is The Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Peace be with you, Sheikh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
I'm very happy to have you on the show. I actually interviewed your brother.
Right.
Imam Qasim Khan.
Yes, yes.
And people can go to The Deen Show to watch that. It was a show we did. Did Snoop Doggy Dogg come to real Islam?
Okay.
And you got to watch that show to see, to hear the answer. So that's at thedeenshow.com website. Imam Qasim Khan. You're his younger brother, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
So, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah is merciful.
Yeah. Now, let's start off. Look, you said some Arabic words. We said, assalamu alaikum. I define that. It means peace be with you. The main people that we want to reach out to is the not yet Muslims, our brothers in humanity, because, you know, we want to share this beautiful message with the world, because we care about people, don't
right,
we?
Right, right.
Yeah. So, you mentioned Allah just before we start off. What does Allah mean?
Allah means the God. Allah is the one, the creator, the one who creates everything, the one who is in control of everything, and the one whom everything returns to. You know, the one whom is the decider of all of the affairs of all of the people who he created on this earth. You know, he's the supreme being, the one that some people call God, some people say Lord, but we entail all of those attributes by saying Allah. You know, so it encompasses.
Is Jesus God?
No, Jesus is not God.
Who is Jesus?
Jesus is one of the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Is, what's his name, Farad Muhammad? Is he God?
No.
Some people say that he's God incarnate.
Yeah, they made a mistake. He's not God. He's not the creator. He's not the supreme being, you know, at all. It's Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created everything, including those ones whom they attribute to saying that this, he's God.
Don't Jews and Christians who are Arabic speaking, they also use the word Allah?
Correct. Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Now, you investigated it. You didn't just jump into Islam. You were from a Christian background, is that right?
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, the story was that I first came into the Nation of Islam at one point, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me to start practicing Islam based on the Quran and the Sunnah. Yeah. And that's a short story, you know, hopefully by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah forgives me for all of the misgivings that I had prior to the information that he blessed me with. And now we utilize the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with in order to try to help to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live the type of life that Allah created us to live, inshallah.
But before the Nation, you're just like your brother, you were a Christian?
Right, we were Christian, came up in a Christian household, Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah Witness.
Were you a Jehovah Witness too?
Jehovah Witness as well.
Which one were you first? Baptist or Jehovah?
Baptist.
Okay.
Baptist, going to the church with my grandfather, with my mother, you know, with my father. You know, he didn't go that often, but, you know, and then, you know, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to accept what we thought was Islam anyway, was back in the Nation of Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to progress and to start practicing based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
So you went from the Baptist Christian. What had you leave the Baptist Christian denomination to go to the Jehovah Witness?
My mother.
Yeah.
You know, she was the one in charge, so we went where my mother wanted us to go.
So you weren't really, were you reflecting? Were you just like, okay, I'm just following my parents?
No, we were there.
You were there?
We were there.
But at what point, because we have to, as human beings, make a conscious decision. Is this the truth or is it not? Is it based on evidence or is this just something that I'm following along, blending in on Sundays, you know, were you singing in the choir?
No. As a matter of fact, I did, You know, but, you know, at some point, you know, as you grow a little bit older, you get to the point where you start making your own decisions. Some point, you know, you go based on what your parents say and what they direct you to. And then as you get a little bit older and you start utilizing the faculties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with, you start making decisions for yourself. And, you know, by traveling and moving around, you know, and hearing and being able to read a little bit and witnessing things, then I became familiar with a few Muslims that gave me a little information. And my father was getting the information at the same time, and he kind of pulled the trigger in the beginning and became Muslim, you know, back at the Nation time. And then he came in and asked me about it, and I visited and I accepted. And then over a period of time, over a period of a few years, then both of us started doing more study, and we decided that what was best for us was to practice the deen or practice Islam based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
Now, what about Jesus being Lord, Savior, dying for your sins?
Well, you know, that's another whole, you know, whole show. But, you know, I didn't ever believe that in the beginning. But again, it was something that, you know, was given to us, you know, as far as the parents. You know, this is what we study. This is what we follow. This is what we look to. And because we didn't have any choice at that particular time.
But now, but have you had these talks with other Christians now that you ended up leaving the religion of your parents, or actually your father accepted Islam, but you left what you were upon as a child, really not really thinking too much? Did you think a lot of it, like, okay, this is supposed to be salvation for me? If I don't believe that Jesus died for my sins, a person will tell you're going to the hellfire.
Believe it or not, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
You know, for myself, I didn't think about it like that. Once I started thinking for myself and investigating for myself, I made a conscious decision to study more about Islam proper, you know, based on the Quran and the Sunnah. And alhamdulillah, it's been good for me, you know, because since then, and after accepting Islam proper, I've been doing dawah, you know, in the institutions, you know, Department of Corrections, back in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and so forth. And, you know, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did at least no less than between 800 and about 1,200 shahada.
So these are questions that you get asked a lot. So someone says, look, my parents, they taught me that Jesus died for my sins, that he's God, he's one in three in the Trinity. Mm-hmm. How do you tackle this question?
Well, you know, pretty much, I mean, we, you know, we do just the minimum.
Yeah.
On that, you know, because, you know, I think about a story, you know, very briefly, that one day Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was given some of the, he was reading some information to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was telling him it was some of the Christian doctrine. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got upset, and he told him, he said, isn't it enough that I gave you, or that I gave you the information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with? Why would you spend time with that? You know what I mean? So, you know, we don't spend a lot of time with it. The way that I do the dawah, we don't spend a lot of time with it. And, you know, we just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blessed us to have, you know, strong iman enough, you know, till we feel comfortable that we don't have to rely to go back on those particular things and those particular questions and a lot of the informations that we had studied and we lived before. You know, we just give it as needed. You know, so we don't go back, we don't study the Bible and go into it and then recite different passages from the Bible and so forth, because the Quran itself, you know, is enough. What is better than the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given based on what he said or what he gave as far as the revelation, you know, to all of the people, his companions and the people that came after him all the way down to us today.
We're going to take a break.
Inshallah.
And we're going to continue on, God willing, here on The Deen Show. Don't go anywhere.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on the Deen Show with Sheikh Tariq.
Yes.
And we're talking about your story. People get a little bit familiar with you. We talked about you giving or helping people come to this way of life, the way of life that brings peace, contentment, happiness, is the fastest growing way of life. Islam, submission to only the Creator. And you didn't want to worship the creation. We love Jesus. Is there something now that, you know, when you're doing the dawah, that what do you tell people your relationship with Jesus is now?
Well, I mean, I respect him as one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, just like I'm excited about the fact that I worship the Creator, the one who gave each one of them the revelation or revelation. But I don't look to him as the one that I follow. I look to the last prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I look to him, and you know, we always find out. You know, somebody always tells us, follow the last instruction. You know, if you have a job, you have people working for you. You know, somebody comes and gives you some information. You know, and then you come over there and tell them something, and then they say, well, somebody else told me this, and you always tell them, follow the last instruction.
Yeah.
So the last prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, is the one that we need to follow.
Yeah.
So we just made that transition in order to do the things that's going to bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Nation comes into the picture. Now you went from Baptist to Jehovah, and now you jump into the Nation of Islam. Why did you end up leaving the nation and coming to this way of life now, the true Islam?
Well, because it was true.
Because it was true.
Because it was true. There was no information that, you know, needed to be dealt with, you know, other than the fact that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala touches your heart and gives you the desire and the motivation, you know, to follow correct Islam, Quran and the Sunnah, there's nothing else for you to stay, you know, and witness. You know, because whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something that is good, then you always accept it. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that when Allah wants to do something good for a person, he merely blesses them with the understanding of the deen, understanding of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in my heart to accept it and then try to live it and practice it at the same time, then alhamdulillah, you know, there was no reason for me to stay in the nation. You know, there was no interest of mine to be, you know, to stay back and try to, you know, fluctuate and go back and forth. It just came into it wholeheartedly, and it was a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's still a blessing right now.
It's like when you know the pure monotheism, what this way of life from the Creator teaches, only worshiping the Creator.
Yeah.
Now you went from, again, Christianity, worshiping the creation, Jesus, who we love, revere as one of the mightiest messengers of God. We love him, but as he should be loved, as a messenger, not God.
Right.
And then Master Farad Muhammad in the nation, again, being Allah, then making him into a man, to not worshiping anything creation, but only worshiping the Creator. Was that something now, when you explain to people, that just makes good old common sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but, you know, to be honest with you, Sheikh, I really don't get involved in that at all, because, you know, my focus has been trying to strengthen the families.
Families,
You know, the main reason why, you know, I wake up in the morning for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, is to try to strengthen the ummah, you know. And the only way that you can strengthen the ummah is if you strengthen the families, you know, because the ummah itself makes up families. Your family, my family, you know, his family, their family, you know, and whenever you have strong families with good understanding of what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they work towards that, then the ummah itself is going to be strong. But if everybody is not strong in their family and they have a lot of issues and they have a lot of misconceptions about this deen, about life in general, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for them and the system of life, you know, then we're going to have issues.
Yeah.
So, but whenever we educate ourselves, you know, because that's the two major problems that we have as far as trying to educate the rest of the community and strengthen the Ummah. Two major problems that we have is, number one, the lack of information and education of Islam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us. And also, people don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what I mean? They do anything because they don't have that desire to please Allah. They really don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that they say that they believe. Because if they knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had obligated us, you know, education-wise, as far as, you know, what it takes for them to be pleasing to Allah, they would always do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And if they feared doing anything that's going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would always seek more knowledge and wisdom and understanding that's going to help them to be able to raise themselves up and their family. And then once their self and their family is raised up, then they help to deal with the community as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we flew in yesterday, and alhamdulillah, you know, when we got on the plane, the first thing that the people said on the plane is, in the event that the cabin loses pressure, then the oxygen will come down. When the oxygen comes down, said, even if you're responsible for children or somebody else, they said, put the oxygen on yourself first. Because what happens if you lose oxygen, you don't have enough oxygen, you become disorientated. And then you can't help yourself or the other person. So it says, put it on yourself first. And likewise with us, we have to educate ourselves on what is necessary for us in this life, you know, in this family, in this community. You know, we have to deal with it by ourselves first, you know, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then give it to our family. Oh, you who believe, save yourself and your family from the torment of the fire. You know, so it's our responsibility to educate ourselves, to get the education. If we don't know how to get the education, then go somewhere and find somebody that has the ability to articulate the information that is going to help you to be a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore living the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to live. Yeah. You know, and that's our major objective, and helping families. We've saved over 1,000, you know, families from divorce, you know, even some that had already divorced. You know, they've already come back. You know, some of them have come back and got remarried again because they realized that they didn't have the right tools or education in order to be a beneficial person in the relationship of marriage. And then whenever you have the marriages that are strong and tight, you know, and they have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have a hope that Allah will facilitate their life, then alhamdulillah, then you have a wonderful, strong ummah that's going to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore warranting the blessings that Allah is capable of giving them.
So this is now what you do now. This is your passion. This is what you are fully involved in, is helping
the families.
Couples, counseling, helping marriage counseling.
Marriages, helping marriages, helping Muslims with Muslims, arbitration, helping those individuals who have teenagers that they don't understand what they need to do in order to keep them around Islam. People make a lot of mistakes because they don't have the right understanding. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to facilitate the growth in their own families.
So tell us with your experience, what is one of the number one, number two, three reasons that the families are broken up? Is it that husband and wife are not spending enough time together? Is it that there's no order? It's chaos? Because what reasons?
It's bigger than that, because it's people don't really understand what their role is as a Muslim mate.
We got roles.
You know, everybody has roles, you know, and everybody has rights inside of those roles. So the husband has certain rights and certain responsibilities. The wife has certain rights and certain responsibilities. The children themselves have certain rights and responsibilities. And the parents themselves have rights and responsibilities. And moreover, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights over all of us that we fulfill our obligation inside of the institution that's created by Him, a divine institution that's created by Him and overseen by Him. So we have to find out, you know, what is our responsibility in the institution of marriage and family? You know, exactly what am I supposed to do? I mean, we get together and we get married and we say, okay, I'm going to bring in home the money and you're going to cook rice and you're going to do this, you're going to do that. You know what I mean? But they don't really understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees as our responsibility. What is your wife's rights and are you fulfilling those? What are the husband's rights, and is she fulfilling those? And what is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is all part of marriage in Islam. You know, it's not just us coming together, having a good walima, you know what I mean, and everybody eat chicken and kill sheep.
Slaughter the sheep,
you know what I mean, and everybody comes in and talks and laughs and then go on about our business. No, it's a responsibility. Yeah. You know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And if we don't do that, then we're going to be standing waiting to try to cross the Sirat at some point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us there because of we did not fulfill our obligation the way that He had injected it into the institution of marriage.
We're going to take a break. Okay. We'll be right back with more here with Imam Tariq on The Deen Show.
No problem. You can take my daughter to dinner, you and my daughter and me. Let me tell you something. It's natural. That's the idea. God created it. And He created us to have a good time. Mm-hmm. We should have a good time. Only with our wives, though.
Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. And most of the converts are women, not men. They see that the rules of Islam, instead of constraining them, the rules set them free.
The one who protects us from hunger.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Deen Show with Imam Tariq. You know, time is short.
Yes.
And these shows are really short, and we just want to kind of give people motivation to continue to research, to continue to get convinced that this is the way of life, that paradise is true. Yeah. There's something beyond this life. Hellfire is a reality. Right. Day of judgment, all of this, what you've done in this life, you'll be accountable for.
Correct.
And the Muslim family, you know, if you've got good families, you have a good society. So give us some tangible things that, you know, those who are married, who are going to be raising the future nation tomorrow, yeah, you know, that they can do so they can produce good children who are doing good in community so they can be successful in this life and the next.
Well, first of all, we encourage everyone to seek more understanding regarding the institution of marriage. You know, we pray five times a day, and we're obligated to pray five times a day. But prayer is not considered half of your deen.
How about once a week during Juma, just or Ramadan?
No, does that count? No.
But I mean, I'm busy working, Sheikh. The guy says, look, I got a job.
Allah is more important.
Okay.
Allah is more important. So we pray five times a day.
Five.
But it's not considered half of the deen. We give zakat, and we're obligated to give zakat. But it's not considered half of the deen. We go to Hajj one time, you know, in our lifetime, if we can, if we're able, but it's not considered half of the deen. But marriage itself is considered half of your religion. And we have to understand that it's one of the biggest institutions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's more to it than just a man and a woman getting together. You like the way she looks, you like the way that he looks, and so forth. We get together, we have two, three children, you know, and so forth like that. We run a business and we have a job. It's bigger than that. It's trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we sit down with individuals and doing counseling, incidentally, we have one counseling center in Atlanta, Georgia, over in Jonesboro. And we also just opened up a new center in Houston, Texas area, alhamdulillah. You know, but we always tell people in the very beginning, we ask them, number one, do you have a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And pretty much every Muslim is not going to say that they don't. You know, then we ask them, do you fear doing anything that's going to be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And pretty much every Muslim says they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you have a hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate your life, that will be present in your life and help you be successful in this life based on what Allah deems as success? And they say yes. Then alhamdulillah, then you're obligated to live in a certain way. You're obligated to fulfill your obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being good to your wife, by being good to your husband, by being good to your children and educating them, by being good and making sure that your parents, you know, are safe and they're appreciated, and making sure that you have an understanding of Islam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as a responsibility to be able to live in this life and be able to earn Jannah. a lot of us are falling short, Jay, because of the, not because of the intentions, because there's a lot of people who have good intentions, but there are people in hellfire that have good intentions. So we have to make sure that we understand and educate ourselves on what our responsibility is, even in the institution, because this is one of the quickest ways that you can get to Jannah, is in your marriage and fulfilling all of the rights of your wife, of your husband, of your children, of the parents, and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also one of the quickest ways for you to get to hellfire based on you not fulfilling your obligation to those individuals in your family, whether husband or wife or children or parents, you know, and most assuredly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the fact Allah is the one who created the divine institution of marriage, and we're obligated to go in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, inshallah.
I hope that, you know what, you do this now full time?
Yes.
And if people now need some counseling,
correct,
how can they get a hold of you?
They get a hold to us at the office in Atlanta, Georgia. We have opened up a brand new office, alhamdulillah, everything is private and confidential. And they can call 281-529-6272 to get any kind of information regarding Islamic counseling, or also they can go to our website, IslamicCounseling.org, yeah, and they can find the information. All of the telephone numbers are there. Alhamdulillah, they'll be able to read and find out about what we do and how we do it and how long we've been in business to helping the Muslim families and so
forth. Keeping the families together.
Keeping the families together. There's nothing better. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, it said, he asked some of his companions, he said, shall I tell you what is better than salat and fasting? And they said, yeah, Rasulullah, what could be better than salat and fasting? He said, bringing people together.
Yeah.
Arbitration, helping them solve their issues. What better issues can you fight against shaitan with by bringing families together and holding them solid? Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the ummah because it's blessing the families and the individuals.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. We'll see you soon, inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
We appreciate you for having me here, inshallah. And may Allah reward you for the work that you're doing that's going all over the place, inshallah.
You too. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah. And that was another episode of The Deen Show. Thank you for tuning in. Every week we're here with a new exciting show. We got to get it right. This is the test of life. God Almighty has given us the ability, the faculties to realize, hey, you know what? I'm not going to worship the creation. I'm going to worship the Creator. I'm going to humbly submit to all the commands, the wonderful things that the Creator has told me to do. And He's got a wonderful reward for me, something that you cannot imagine, something that's far better than anything that you can have in this life, paradise. And I'm going to work hard to do good, to be good, and to avoid the hellfire. God is the most loving, the most merciful. And He has sent guidance throughout all the messengers, the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad. He has brought what we need to keep our families together, to make our lives more fruitful, to have that peace. That's the verbatim word of God, the Quran, which you can get for free, 1-800-662-ISLAM. Give us a call. Give us a call to get the verbatim word of God so you can understand it, you can live by it, so you can truly be successful in this life and the next. And don't forget to pick up the new Dunya Tadeen also, at thedeenshow.com. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you.